Hello and welcome to Cemetery Tales Podcast. I am your host, Gerard Terrell, and I just want to say thank you for tuning in. We have an excellent show for you today. Hope that you enjoy, so sit back, relax, stay tuned, and let's learn and grow together. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a new season. This is a new transition. As you notice, I've been away for a while. I had a lot of things going on, and we're going to come out with a couple episodes, kind of back to back. So, I hope you are ready. So, welcome to Cemetery Tales Podcast. This is the podcast where we uncover the fascinating stories of those laid to rest beneath the tombstones. As you know, I am your host, Gerard Terrell, and today we dive into the remarkable lives of Isaac and Amy Post, two remarkable individuals who left a mark on the 19th century. See, Isaac and Amy, they weren't just ordinary people. They weren't just an ordinary couple. You know, one, they were Quakers, and their passion for humanitarian reform didn't know any bounds. They were leaders in both the anti-slavery and the women's rights movements, and their story is nothing short of inspiring. Isaac Post was born in February 1798. To parents who were members of the Religious Society of France, commonly known as Quakers. Amy Kirby Post was born on my birthday, December 20th. She was born in 1802. I was born in 1983, you know. But I feel the connection, Amy. I got you. You know, she was the daughter of Quaker parents as well. Their commitment to humanitarian reform was deeply rooted in their Quaker upbringing. Now, 1829 is when Amy and Isaac got married. But their union was met with criticism from the community because Isaac's affiliation with his particular type of, as they say, Hicksite Quakers. This led to Amy's withdrawal from her birthright membership in the Jericho meeting. Over time, they had six children together. In 1838, that couple moved to Rochester, New York. Now, the Posts quickly became prominent figures in Quaker circles. Amy, in particular, was a vocal member of the Genesee Yearly Meeting of France, advocating for equal rights for both men and women within the Religious Society of France. She boldly signed her first worldly petition against slavery in 1837, despite opposition from Quaker elders who were weary of radical abolitionism. In 1842, Amy and Isaac played pivotal roles in founding the Western New York Anti-Slavery Society. This organization was unique as it welcomed members from various religious backgrounds, unified by their anti-slavery stance. Amy, as an officer of the society, organized fundraising conventions and fundraising events, unyielding in her commitment to the cause. The Post home became a hub for a variety of activities. They hosted very influential reformers, such as William Lloyd Garrison, Frederick Douglass, Susan B. Anthony, and Sojourner Truth. Their home also served as a station on the Underground Railroad, where they sheltered as many as 20 escaped slaves at a time. One heart-touching account from Amy herself tells of a night when 15 weary men and women escaping from slavery sought refuge in their home. with unwavering determination. Amy and Isaac ensure their safe passage to Canada, celebrating their freedom under the British flag. In 1848, the post led to Jim due to pressure to cease their abolitionist activities and join the yearly meeting of Congressional Friends, an organization that shared a commitment to ending slavery and promoted equality without bounds. The activism from the post extended beyond the abolitionist cause. In 1848, Amy embraced the women's rights movement, attending the historic Seneca Falls Convention. She played a critical role in organizing the Rochester Women's Rights Convention, defining traditional gender roles and expectations. Amy's dedication to women's equality continued throughout her life. She even attempted to vote in 1872, though she was turned away at the polls. But that didn't stop. Her women's rights as an advocate was unwavering. See, Amy and Isaac, their home became a haven, also for spiritual exploration. In 1848, they welcomed the Fox Sisters, and the Fox Sisters claimed that they could communicate with spirits through a variety of rapping sounds, rapping noises. Now, the Post and their circle of friends, they embraced the spiritualism, and Isaac became an acknowledged medium. I know people have opinions, right? Some people, what is that? What is this real? What do they do? Well, we talk about that on another episode, but just not today. We're talking about Amy and Isaac. Isaac Post passed away in April 1872. And Kirby Post, she followed on January 29th, 1889. They now rest here in Rochester, New York, at our historic, beautifully maintained Mount Hope Cemetery, leaving behind a legacy of commitment to humanitarian causes. And so we remember Isaac and Amy Post, who dedicated their lives to the pursuit of justice. They dedicated their lives to the pursuit of equality, and they dedicated their lives to spiritual exploration. Their legacy lives on, a testament to the power of compassion, to the power of activism, and the unwavering belief that change is possible. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Cemetery Tales Podcast. I appreciate you guys. You know, I hope we found this journey through history as inspiring as I did. Stay tuned for more stories from the past and future episodes. And as always, until next time, remember that every tombstone has a tale. For all you guys still there, this is the extra, you know, bonus part of the podcast. If you're on Spotify, subscribe. I said it three times, right? What did he say? Gomer Powell? Surprise. Well, I'm saying subscribe. But I appreciate you all. Thank you so much. And as always, again, I will catch you until next time.